Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
This one particular fan should take being a fan less serious. This past Saturday, a fight broke out after Beyonce and Jay-Z's On the Run tour as it stopped through Atlanta. Now, towards the end of the show, Bey and Jay were making their exit. A 26-year-old male passed security in an attempt to make contact with the superstar couple. Of course, things got physical when Beyonce's dancers took the man down. Not security, the dancers. Now, the concert goer who charged the stage is Anthony Charles Thomas Maxwell. He was detained and was issued a citation for disorderly conduct. The couple released a statement following the incident, noting they had no intentions on filing charges against the culprit. It does look like Atlanta police are choosing to make an example out of him, though. Maxwell was treated for minor injuries since being released. He has been on Facebook discussing the aftermath of the incident, posting a series of photos displaying his face and suspected scratches from being detained. You do know Beyonce and Jay-Z's dancers are girls, right, dude? You got beat up by girls. Is Gucci Mane a deadbeat? That's what his baby mama is saying, according to arthiphop.com. He may be living the lavish life now, but his ex is not too happy about it. Gucci shares a son with a woman named Sheena Evans. Back in 2011, the rap star agreed to pay a little over $2,000 a month in child support payments for the boy. And according to documents recently obtained by The Blast, Sheena Evans is seeking a huge increase in the amount she wants from Gucci. Now, Evans is seeking $20,000 a month, claiming his fortunes have improved drastically since he was released from prison back in 2016. Good point. According to Evans, she can't afford daycare for her son, which has been preventing her to work and going to school. Meanwhile, Gucci Mane jets around the world, flashes his new teeth and his millions in his jewelry and his new wife, even had a big old million-dollar wedding. In addition to the $20,000 a month, Evans is asking Gucci Mane to get a $5 million life insurance policy in addition to another $15,000 in attorney's fees. Good luck. Remember that whole scuffle between T.I. and a security officer at his Atlanta home back in May that caused him to get cuffed up with police? It was a verbal altercation with a security guard who denied the rap star entry into his own neighborhood where he lives with his wife. T.I. has pleaded not guilty after he was arrested in front of his gated community. T.I. maintains the guard continued to become disorderly even though his wife Tamika confirmed the rapper's identity and status as a homeowner. Cops were eventually called. T.I. was charged with simple assault for allegedly threatening the sleeping security guard as well as disorderly conduct and public drunkenness. He's taking this to trial. He's out for justice. Same for Tekashi 6ix9ine. He's trying to block the use of police recordings in his choking trial. According to allhiphop.com, the rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine trying to prevent recordings of his conversations with police from getting an airing during his choking court case. Remember, he doesn't want you to call him Tekashi. He wants you to call him by his government, Daniel Hernandez. Now, the rainbow-haired hip-hop star, according to allhiphop.com, filed documents in Texas claiming anything he told officers on tape may have been said under duress. He is facing trial for allegedly choking a 16-year-old boy at a mall back in January. In the filing, Mr. Hernandez states that he may have been recorded after his arrest and now claiming any statement he made was involuntary, coerced, or enticed, and so should be inadmissible in public court. Somebody's been watching Law and Order. He is currently facing a jail term after breaching the terms of an agreement he made in 2015 when pleading guilty to one count of use of a child in a sexual performance. This is not looking good.